The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Blood of virgins.
His wife fled,
terrified.
Now even his mother has abandoned him.
Let's pray that the Holy Tree can cure him of his disease.
Muruga! Muruga, open up! Hurry, hurry!
Coming. I'm coming. You know what time it is?
You are a true friend, yes?
You want tea?
Are you a vampire?
Finally, my secret is out.
That is what the elders are saying.
They're old men with nothing better to do.
Bhupala Raya's brother's wife's cousin. She saw you cleaning blood off your clothes.
She can't have. I was careful.
She saw you at the well. They're coming to chain you to the dum-dum tree. And remember what happened to Jagdish, huh? When they caught him spying on Mrs.
Of course I remember. I have no option. Let the truth be my friend.
Brilliant. Elders, put down your chains. Let me show you my fake uterus. My homemade sanitary pads. Oh, yaar.
But Shanti, what will she think?
That she's lucky not to be a widow. Hurry.
But you must tell her what has happened. Explain everything.
Go. You can't win her back from the grave. Quickly, quickly, go.
Dear listener, before we embark on this sketch of my life, detailing my journey from humble origins to one of Time magazine's 100 most influential persons of the world, I have a disclaimer. If thoughts of women's menstruation and period days make you uncomfortable or queasy, then what the hell are you listening for? Didn't you hear the title? I am the man who wore sanitary pads. This is an Indian story, my friends, and like most Indian stories, it is steeped in blood.
Oh, sweetness, you can fall in love with me.
We were married on the 22nd of June, 1994. It was not a love match. I had glimpsed Shanti only once, through the crack of the door in the wall of her uncle's house. But from the moment we married, I knew the gods had smiled on me.
Slow down!
Oh, don't worry. Hold on tight to me. Perfectly safe.
People will talk.
They will say Mr. Muruga is a hell of a lucky guy. Oh, good day, Mrs. Ramachandra.
Those days weren't easy. Seven of us in that tiny house. But we were in heaven.
I don't care anymore.
Your mother's making dinner. I will eat and sleep in the back room for a few days.
Are you unwell?
It's nothing to worry about.
But it gets cold out there.
It's ready.
You know I can't eat with you.
These customs. I want my wife with me. Amma, why can't Shanti eat with us?
Oh, don't be silly. You know why. Take your feet off the table.
Stay.
No.
What's that cloth?
It's nothing.
Then why are you hiding it?
It's none of your business.
I thought we had no secrets.
We have one. And this is it.
Ah, challenge.
Stay away. I'm serious. Amma, tell him.
I'm busy here.
Oh, tell her, Amma. She is keeping secrets from me already.
No. Please.
No.
Please. Stop.
Got it. Is that blood?
Give it back. I told you. It's none of your business.
It's filthy.
What is going on here?
Why don't you wash it?
Oh, where will I dry it? Outside where everyone can see. Oh.
Shanti?
Don't embarrass her. Haven't you caused enough trouble?
Of all the sounds in a marriage, that is the one that cut me the most. The sound of the one you love, crying in shame.
Ye penendru perendai.
Go away.
La 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 pugandai.
I'm sorry. I embarrassed you.
I embarrassed myself.
I will put things right. Tomorrow, I will buy you pads.
70 rupees a pack.
70? Why so much?
The whole family will starve so that I can have pads.
You must promise me never to use that rag again.
What else can I do?
I will make you one instead. A gift for my wife. How difficult can it be? Look at it.
Put it away. Adi! It'll scare my customers.
Feel how soft it is.
No way. I'm not touching that. Excuse me.
You're a butcher. You slit the throats of animals for a living. But you are scared of a sanity pad?
Freaks me out, doesn't it?
It won't bite. Then again...
Maruka, get off!
When the shopkeeper gave it to me, he wrapped it in newspapers as if it were contraband. Like he was selling me a condom.
That would be about right.
There's no reason women should be treated like outcasts for having periods. Forbidden to touch food. Banned from the temple. There's a 4,000% markup on this flimsy piece of cotton.
Someone's making some big money.
Look at this.
A woman's magazine? No, thank you.
There's original. Body shape. Heavy flow. With wings. Without wings. The options are endless.
Ade! Wings?
Exactly. Anyone would think I wanted to fly the bloody thing.
One day I'll fly away.
And those adverts. Slow motion Western women with bouncy hair and white trousers jumping over low walls with small dogs. Don't they know rural women don't own pet dogs? Or white trousers? And if they did, they wouldn't be jumping over low walls. Where is the affordable pad for the women of India?
It's rubbish.
Tell me why.
It took you days and days, and it's rubbish. At least I know where I am with my cloth.
I can't improve it if you won't tell me what's wrong.
I promise to use your pad, not give a speech about it. Move aside.
I will improve it. Week by week until you are happy.
Week by week? You're joking.
Your period days are not every week.
Every month, idiot.
At this rate, it will take me years to test and improve my pad.
It's not that I won't help anymore. I can't. I'm pregnant.
Really? And does that mean no more period days?
Yes.
Ever?
Is that all you've got to say? It's what we've been waiting for.
I'm happy. Of course, I'm happy. But how can I make the perfect pad with no one to test that?
Nobody asked you to take on the world.
If I don't, who will?
No. Ridiculous.
Excuse me. Ladies, you are medical students, yes?
And you? I haven't seen you around the university.
My name is Muruga, and I have designed an innovation to improve female health, and I require volunteers to use it.
Innovation?
It is a delicate matter that I hope to
spit it out, yeah.
I am making a low-cost sanitary napkin.
You're joking.
I am very serious. Look, here is one of my pads.
Put that away. I've heard about guys wanting to get into a girl's pants, but this is on another level.
No, no. Let's hear him out.
I am recently married and have become aware of some of the issues surrounding menstruation.
Maybe you should be having this conversation with your wife.
But I require more than one volunteer. Menstruation happens only once a month, you know.
You don't say.
And do you have a background in this kind of work? Designing medical products?
Actually, I make windows in Coimbatore. But my father made hand looms and...
Unbelievable. I'm calling security.
But this pad could help her and others. My wife was using a filthy rag.
You're very brave coming here like this.
Neeta, we'll be late.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Please, how will I test the pad? how to make your own uterus in 5 easy steps. 1. Remove bladder from football. 2. Convince butcher friend to give secret signal every time he slits the throat of a live animal. 3. Siphon 2 pints of blood into a bladder. 4. Add anticoagulant donated by a friend who works in the mortuary. 5. Tie the bladder to the waist. And to test the sanitary pad,
bicycle.
Simply start to pedal.
Bicycle.
And here I am, Neil Armstrong, Tenzing and Hillary rolled into one. I am the first man in history to wear the sanitary pad. The wind in my face, the pad in my pants. And to finish off the look for the Western audience, white trousers.
Watch out! Out of the way!
Nilanga!
Don't fuss.
You're bleeding.
Not my blood.
Then whose blood is it? Shall I call the doctor?
The victim is already dead.
Dead?
And worse, I ate the corpse in last night's mutton stew.
What?
Look, Shanti, my own uterus.
Your own? You've got a screw loose. I wish it were your blood. It would serve you right.
Really? My blood? You think that? Come here.
Stay back, lunatic.
I will drink your blood like a vampire. Come on. Bye.
Stay away from me, you crazy.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I don't know if you remember me.
Yes. Yes, of course, from the college.
Sorry to show up like this, but I couldn't find your number.
This is Shanti, my wife.
I'm Neeta Ramalingam.
Ms. Ramalingam, give me 5 minutes to change. Very long story.
You are completely right. We see a lot of problems caused by poor menstrual hygiene. Women have been known to use ash, gravel or even leaves.
How's dinner?
It won't be long.
Why are you listening at the door?
Shh.
Needs more salt.
She's a medical student from the city.
On her own? That's not respectable.
I hear it happens a lot in the city.
We do not live in the city.
Move over. Let me see. Pretty. You need to put a stop to this.
What can I do?
You're his wife? Find a way.
My God! You can't ask those stuck-up girls this kind of thing. Absorption, wetness, heat. Best of luck with that. You go for it.
It's all anonymous.
You may be an expert in pads, but you're an amateur when it comes to understanding women.
What did you say? What's all this? What are you doing?
They call it a feedback form. I'll explain later.
Fine. If only you had an educated wife, life would be so much easier for you. Even when I'm provoking you, you're too busy to respond.
Shanti! What just happened?
You just proved my point.
Shanti! Shanti!
What's wrong?
A girl turns up on our doorstep looking for my husband and you need to ask.
She's helping me.
I don't want you talking to these girls about private matters.
But how else can I test the pads?
I was dressed like a maid when she arrived. So humiliating.
Shanti, stop. Stop. What is there to be embarrassed about? You are my wife.
I have my pride.
What does it matter what people think? What's wrong? This isn't like you.
It's been a week, and you haven't even asked me how I am.
And how are you, Mrs. Murugananthan?
I'm not pregnant anymore. Thanks for asking. False alarm.
Does that mean you can start testing the pads again?
That's it?
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Here's 20 more forms at last. I'm sorry it's taken so long.
Everyone complains and says they don't like my pads, but nobody will say why. Surely medical students can talk openly about these matters. You've used the pads.
Yes.
Then can you tell me?
I filled out one of the forms last week. I'm sure I put it all down.
But tell me now exactly what is wrong.
Now?
Yes.
Here.
Yes. Are you embarrassed?
Of course not.
So please, tell me everything.
Well, it's absorbency, Mr. Muruga.
Excuse me?
Your pads do not absorb liquid, blood, sufficiently.
But it's the same material as they use in the factories.
Well, something is very different, and you need to discover what. It's late, and you've got a long way to go. This has taken months of your time. Doesn't your wife mind?
Well, why would she mind? She's my inspiration.
Lucky her.
Who's models?
Talking about it. I know,
but he's calling the girls.
Disgusting.
Oh, she's coming to do her laundry.
Shh.
Why should we? She needs to know what people are saying.
Morning.
She's got enough trouble without us adding to it.
Morning, Shanti. How is Amma? Still working hard?
Yes. It's time she thought about stopping. Taking it easy.
And your husband is busy, we hear.
You want to give him a son. Give him something to think about.
Amazing what a child does, huh? They can even stop strangers knocking at your door.
You don't know my husband.
I wouldn't let her near my house, that's for sure.
That woman has her eye on you.
Shanti, what would she see in a man like me?
I'm a woman. I know these things.
You don't know how Nita thinks.
How much Nita must want me out of the picture?
Stop this, please.
No. You stop this. All of it.
This is bigger than the both of us now. It could improve the lives of millions of women. And you ask me to stop because of some village gossip?
You can care about the millions as long as you care about me first.
I'm going to bed. I need to sleep.
Nanga? What? Nanga, are you okay?
Don't! No! I won't allow it! I won't let you do that to him! He belongs here! Paresh, where are you?
Nanga, you're dreaming. It's just a bad dream.
Let me be. I need to work. Why won't you let me work? I am doing it for her.
Please, wake up, you Nanga. Wake up.
Step away.
I can't wake him.
Step away. My boy. My son, come back to us.
Oh, please don't go. I beg you. I beg you!
This has happened before?
Yeah, go, he needs water.
I'm scared.
In the morning we will not mention this.
But...
he will remember nothing. We must not scare him. My boy. Amma's here, please come back.
It's come at last. You can see, you're on the right track.
But it... concludes that both pads are made from a cellulose material.
That's good, isn't it?
But I need to know what type of cellulose!
Hey, take it easy.
Why are the factory pads more absorbent?
And there's more bad news, I'm afraid. I discovered that some of the feedback I've been getting for you is false.
False? How?
Two students have been filling out all the forms. The others were too embarrassed. Come on, calm down.
But that is months of work.
I don't think they realized the damage they were doing.
I should go home. My wife is expecting me. I've been neglecting her of late.
Don't be disheartened. I'll talk to the girls. If there's any way we can make up for the lost time.
There is one thing. But I've been too afraid to ask.
Come on. It's not like you to be shy.
Shanti, he was talking in his sleep. But to whom? Bad. Very bad.
All she needs is a hill. That's all she needs for the spirits to work.
He may not feel it for days, weeks, but soon the mind warps. His brain will boil.
Possession.
And then she will have her way. She will poison his mind against you, Shanti.
All it takes is one hair.
You cannot fight evil with a pretty smile.
Shanti, come home. Amma, why are you sitting in the dark?
She's gone.
Gone where?
Back to Archipatti. She wouldn't listen to me. People have been pouring poison in her ear.
She's upset. She wants a child. I've been distracted by things.
Oh, you think I am a fool, eh? It's the college girl. Whatever you are doing with her.
This work is important to me.
Why are you trying to solve women's problems?
A man is nothing without his dreams.
I tell you, you must bring Shanti back.
Turn your bike around. She doesn't want to speak to you.
I want to talk to her. Shanti! Shanti!
Your voice down. You think I want everyone to hear?
Oh. Yananga.
Shanti?
Don't come near me.
You're shaking. What's the matter? What's wrong? Are you afraid of me?
Look at her. I thought we were sending her to a good house.
I've come to take you home.
I don't recognize you anymore. All the time talking to yourself. That woman has a curse on you.
Nonsense.
Shanti has told me everything. She doesn't want to stay with you anymore.
You know why it matters. It's for women like you.
Listen to yourself. You believe you're saving Mother India. But you're just a builder from a small village.
You said you believed in me. I need you to believe in me.
I wanted to believe. But you're not the man I married.
I will show you what this builder can do. And then I will come back for you. I am still that man.
Please. See what this is doing to you.
And one day, I hope you will believe in me again.
Just go.
Is that them at last? Can I have a look?
No, not now. You'll only draw attention. I've put them in this bag. I'll leave. Only then you can pick them up.
You seem nervous.
What do you expect?
They'd only use sanity pads.
Shh! If someone hears. I've still got no idea what you're going to do with these.
I'm just a stubborn high school dropout who refuses to be beaten.
How long has it been? A year? Longer?
1 year, 6 months, 4 days since I made that promise to my wife. How to harvest information from a used sanitary pad. 1. Take sanitary pad from bag. 2. Place it carefully alongside others for compare and contrast analysis. 3. Check for leakage, saturation, effervescence. 4. And under a microscope, check fibers for strength and consistency. 5. Proceed to do microscopic analysis of similar cellulose materials. 6. Ignore unanticipated distractions.
Hey! Muruga! I know you're in there!
Even when persistent. Compare own sanitary pads to factory-produced pads for difference in wood fibers. If they're not plant fibers, it could be wood fibers.
Muruga, I need to talk to you about Shanti.
It has to be.
I know about Shanti.
Let's talk about this later.
Krishna bumped into her at the market. She's upset. People are talking that you've locked yourself up in here.
She left me. I had no choice.
She was making a point. That's what women do. Boy, it's a mess in here. At least let some light in.
No!
Kukamakan! Tell me those aren't...
It's research.
Tell me that's goat's blood. Pig's blood. Your blood? No, Muruga, no. You're messing around with used pads now.
Go. I have work to do.
Gonna move on to sniffing your stash of stolen panties.
There are no panties. No sniffing. Leave me alone.
Wait, what are you doing in there? Shouting about panties?
Amma, you said you were going out.
Caught you, haven't we? Let's see if Amma can talk some sense into you.
You cooking chicken in here?
Oh, God help me. I am cursed. I am cursed. What evil is here? Mahalakshmi, help my boy.
Amma, calm down.
My only boy is perverted. Stealing pads. Sniffing panties.
There are no panties. And these pads were given to me.
Given by who?
College girls.
Not that woman. Shanti was right to go. That woman has put a spell on you. This is a sickness of the mind.
Amma. Oh, put your things down, Amma. Please, calm down.
Everybody said there's something the matter with him, huh? But no, I turned a blind eye. My golden boy, then your wife leaves you. Maybe then I should have drawn the line. I should have got you some
Amma.
Help.
Amma, stop.
Now it's too late. I'm too late.
Where are you going?
Away from here. Away from you. You are lost. You're lost.
No. No. Amma!
I don't think we've heard the last of this.
You're coming.
The sun is almost up. Go quickly, my friend. This time, it really is about luck.
I'll be in touch when I get to the city. Tell Shanti.
Believe me, she will find out. Go. Go.
Here you are. I thought we were going to meet at... Oh, my God. Are you all right?
Come on, bro. I haven't seen you for weeks, months. Give me a smile.
I'll grab us some tea.
Look at you, Muruga. When was the last time you ate?
I need to save money.
True right. You can't stay in that hostel forever.
Don't worry. It's on me. I won't be long.
Paresh, this is the problem. This is what I need.
Wood pulp? You can't afford to eat and you're saving for wood pulp. You have to get yourself back on your feet, man.
I think it's the answer to the problem. I've done some drawings for a machine that will grate the stuff, but I need the raw material.
After you left, I thought they were going to chain me to that damn dum-dum tree.
I didn't mean for you to get caught up in all this.
Well, I am. I always was. So, I'm going to help you get this wood stuff. Help you make this pad. Because more than anything, I want you to prove them all wrong.
Here you go.
Thank you, my friend.
You need to keep your strength up.
Thank you. Everything's going to be okay now. I promise you.
Thank you for coming. She's been asking for you.
Oh, it's no trouble.
She hasn't left this bed. But the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. They say it is in her mind.
Amma, is that you?
Shanti.
Daughter, how have you been?
I don't know.
I'll make some tea.
I abandoned my husband. And how the gods are punishing me.
We had no choice, huh?
People cross the street when they see me.
They have not seen what we have seen. You must move on.
I don't want to move on.
Hello, my name is Muruganandam. I'm choosing a supplier for a new manufacturing plant I'm building in Coimbatore. We're producers of sanitary pads for the mass market, but I wish to check the quality of your raw material before I proceed. Oh, you can send me a sample. Very good. Who am I? I am the CEO of Jeshwari Industries.
Doesn't your boss mind you doing this? Here, in his workshop?
I have devised four machines that mimic the industrial plant process. Look, this one grates it, then we will stamp it together, grind it, and then sterilize it.
Don't look at me. He's the genius here. I just make the tea.
It's beautiful. When do you think it will be ready?
These mechanisms are simple in principle, but in practice, a lot can go wrong.
Look, I saw this at college. It's from the Institute of Technology in Madras. They're running a competition for new innovations.
My machines? It's too soon.
But you can't hide in a builder's workshop forever. The patent for this machine will be a license to print money.
It's simple. I like my morning shower. I like my morning cup of freshly squeezed juice. I like my fresh pair of white trousers.
Shanti, is that you?
Introducing the most awesome new pad for the woman on the go. They're so soft and so gentle. Sometimes I forget I'm wearing them.
What are you wearing? How long have you had a dog?
Why choose hardship when life can just be so easy? Muruga pads. Only 70 rupees a pack. And worth every paise. Because life's a breeze.
No!
Muruga. Muruga. You were dreaming.
I don't want to be the mosquito. I want to be the butterfly.
And I want to be asleep.
Look at our country. People get rich, but then they trample on the rest. Billionaires trampling on millionaires, then trampling on the servants. We've forgotten how to live with one another.
If you say so.
The women like Shanti just get forgotten.
I should have given you this when I arrived. But I didn't have the heart.
From Shanti? How long have you had this?
I could never find the right time. Huh. I'm sorry. She should have come here and talked to you face to face. She wouldn't.
A divorce? But we made a solemn vow.
You haven't seen her for over 2 years.
It hasn't been that long. Has it?
You had a chance to get her back.
A wife needs to believe in her husband or there is nothing. I must write to her and ask her to wait. Just for a month. Until I demonstrate my new machines in Madras. I will tell her that the promise I made is about to be fulfilled.
You look so smart. You've even had a shave.
Yes.
This is it. On the other side of that door. As they say in the movies, knock 'em dead.
Thank you for everything. Neeta, I need to tell you something.
Can't this wait? You're on in 5 minutes.
No. You see, I'm planning on giving the machines away.
What?
I know there is much money to be made, but I don't want money. I want it to serve the women it was invented to help.
It will serve us all by providing us with cheap pads.
But if I give these machines to groups of women, they can make their own pads. Earn money for themselves, their children.
But what do you get out of all that work? After all these years?
Peace of mind?
Oh.
Most businessmen get rich, then give away their money to charity in the end. I'm just missing out the middle bit.
This isn't a joke. This is your chance to make it.
I owe all of this to my wife and women like her. I can't turn my back on them now.
Your wife who wants to divorce you? You are blessed with these great gifts. Why waste them?
I don't intend to waste them. I intend to give them to my country. They use simple but efficient mechanisms which allow the production of sanitary pads cheaply and hygienically.
Most men I know don't know the first thing about menstruation.
My wife was my inspiration.
Yes, well, that's all very commendable. But look, am I right in thinking your machines are made of wood?
It allows for the transport and assembly much more easily.
Yes, but this construction will wear and tear, especially these stress points here and there.
I don't believe so.
And what are your qualifications?
My father used to build handlooms. They have lasted a generation.
Take it from a qualified engineer, huh? This machine is not as robust as you think it is.
But?
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. Who's next? Yes, and you are?
There were over 900 entries. It was always going to be tough.
They are wrong. My father's handlooms were strong, and so are my machines. A few modifications.
Then prove them wrong. It's not over yet.
For Shanti, it is. My own wife doesn't want to know me.
Some of us don't have your vision.
Muruga!
Don't be harsh on yourself.
What vision? I have invented machines to help women, but the one woman I didn't help was my own wife.
You should be proud, man.
Muruga!
And my Shanti will be a divorced woman in a country where that is a badge of shame.
Muruga! Muruga! What are you doing out here? Talking to yourself again? I've warned you about that.
It was just...
They want to enter you for the national award. They said your machines were groundbreaking. You won, Muruga. You only went and won. They want to fly you to Delhi.
And now we welcome our guest of honor and the winner of tonight's prize.
You know what you're going to say?
Man with a vision,
kind of.
Of a woman.
Kind of. She's only the president of India, man.
If our old teacher could see you now, about to shake hands with the president with your flies down.
What? Still falling for that old trick. I'm only pulling your leg.
I know.
Are? Why so sad?
She should be here.
I bet you she's here in spirit.
The winner of the National Innovation Award 2006... is Arunachalam Muruganandam of Jayashree Industries.
Congratulations, Mr. Muruga. Okay, please give him some space. Thank you. This way.
Thank you. You're very kind. I'm afraid we aren't taking on staff at the moment.
Here.
What's that?
A present. And an apology. You had bigger dreams than me.
But what do I do?
Wins an innovation award and can't even answer a mobile. Speak into there.
Hello?
Do you remember my voice?
Shanti? Is that you? Shanti, are you there?
You did it, Ananga? You kept your promise.
How did you... I wish you could have been here. Today,
all this was for you.
I should have believed in you.
I'm sorry it took so long.
All those things I said, everything that was said, I...
Let's forget about what other people say, all of them. Shut out the voices.
I don't know if that's possible.
It's time we both went home.
It's not that easy.
It is. If we want it to be.
Oye, penendru, pirinda, da la 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 la, puganda.
They must be doing now, isn't it?
Okay. Step back.
Is that them? Yes, they're coming. You think he'll remember us?
Of course. Listen, Ramachandra, good to see you. You haven't aged at all.
Muruga! He looks taller, broader.
Oh, he's a man now. Shanti, do you remember us?
How could I forget?
Back where you belong. And your husband. You must be so proud.
I am. Very proud.
Muruga?
We always said he knew well, didn't we? Clever boy. Always was. Huh? Come, let us show you our gifts.
Muruga, you kept your promise. You showed them all.
We showed them.
I must go now.
Yes.
If you ever need me, you know where to find me. Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye.
Can you believe it? They were saying
goodbye.
That they always knew you would achieve great things. Who are you waving at? Yelanga?
Or no one. An old friend. He's gone now. Come on. Amma is waiting.
So these days, when people say this is an Indian story because it is steeped in blood and sweat and tears, I laugh and agree. But then I add that also, like the very best Indian stories, it is also steeped in love.
Oh, sweetness, you can fall in love with me. Against all hope and sense of dignity.
In The Man Who Wore Sanitary Pads by John Sen, Muruga was Navin Chowdhury, Parish was Kulvinder Gir, and Amma was played by Meera Sayal. Shanti was Aisha Kala, Nita, Manjinder Virk, Nita's friend, Anjana Vasan, the judge was Madhav Sharma, and the president was played by Sudha Bucha. Other voices were provided by members of the cast and the BBC Tamil service. The Man Who Wore Sanitary Pads was directed by Sarah Bradshaw.
And I don't care anymore.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.